Reporter Nick Miroff noticed an unusual classified ad on a New Orleans website a few months ago. It offered free pickup, tuning, and repair for pianos that had been damaged by the wind and water of Hurricane Katrina. The man who wrote the ad is named Peter Spring. Nick tracked him down and brought back this story about grieving fathers, loss, and the restorative power of music.
This will be the crucial telling. I'm going to guess this is the water level right there. That's definitely rust, even though these are copper. A lot of them are still loose and playing. So the action, the machine parts of it, might be okay. Although there's mold.
Well, my name is Peter Spring, and I came down here from Southern Oregon. When I saw on the news what was happening, I just wanted to do something. I figured, hey, a lot of people can't do this, but I can. I can pick up my tools, I can take my trailer, go down there and just help out. Moving pianos, fixing them, tuning them.
You can hear the wah, 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 wah.
I collected about 45 musical instruments to bring down and give out to musicians who lost theirs to try and help the city recover through music. Because 4 years ago, my son, who was a tremendous bass player, died of cancer. And so I've been dealing with loss now for 4 years.
Doesn't look cracked. Sounds good. Feels good.
One way or another, I'm going to get some use out of this, some good out of it.
I cannot believe this. I cannot. I'm just like shocked. Somebody calls you up. I'm in the middle of boxes up to my nose, and somebody calls you up and says, "Would you like to have a piano?"
My name is Barbara Lane. I play at the Le Pavillon Hotel, usually at six nights a week from 5 in the afternoon until 11 o'clock at night. And I've had a pretty long streak of rough luck in the last 6 months. I lost my father, I flipped my car, I had this wreck, and the Katrina and Wilma and Rita, but I can play, I can sing, I fell on my head, but I'm okay. I can still, you know, remember a few lyrics. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm a third responder. I'm not interested in danger. It's not my thing. I'm not here to clean up, you know. I'm here for morale. And one of the first guys that I gave a good instrument to needed an alto sax, so I called him up and said, "I got an alto sax for you."
My name is Anthony Duranda. And I've been doing electrical work about 27 years now. Been playing music about 45 years. Easy. I live in the Ninth Ward, the lower Ninth Ward, one of the sections that was hit the hardest. Words could not describe the devastation that's down there. You know, I still have yet to get into my house because there's so much debris that's washed into my house.
When he first got to play an alto after losing his in the storm, he went out to the park and played for 6 hours. It was just...
We met. He had two saxophones. He gave me my choice. And from him, I went straight to the park. And I would dial various friends. And as soon as they would say hello, I would start blowing. Whatever. And then, you know, just telling them, "Hey, I finally got a horn. I have a horn. It's a Joe horn. Don't worry about it. I have a horn." And I just blew and blew. And I just couldn't stop blowing. I mean, I called people, California, New York, D.C., New Orleans, Birmingham. I was just calling all over the country, people that I knew, to celebrate my joy.
So he told all the rest of the guys in his band that there was this guy from Oregon bringing down instruments and giving them away to musicians, and they should give me a call.
Well, believe it or not, the music has brought some constants and also is settling, because I was at a, I'm still sort of at a standstill as to what's next, what to do next. The family looks at me in the same question, what next, Dad? What next, husband? You know, and, you know, only time could tell. I really don't know.
putting this piano back together now. I tuned it up yesterday, and now we get to take it out to Laplace and help fulfill one of the last wishes of a 7-year-old's mother.
I was delivering a washer and dryer for some upstairs neighbors, so I was pulled up in my little trailer, you know.
I met him moving somebody washing and drying. I gave him a hand.
I told him I had this piano business. And he said, you know anybody who teaches piano? And that I don't really know because I'm really new here.
And that's when I found out when we went to talking, he offered to give me a whole piano. He offered this. He didn't ask me for nothing, you know.
And he said, well, my 7-year-old son, my wife died 2 years ago, and one of her last and deepest wishes was that he would play the piano if he wants to. And those were the key words, if he wants to.
Somebody giving me something I never met, never knew. And that's a man that people got to love, you know. That's a man with a heart.
My name is Glenn Benoit. Born and raised in New Orleans. Born of Catholic religion. Right now, I'm disability retired because I got a bad heart. And my main thing right now is my son, because my wife deceased, and my responsibility is for him to become a stronger man in his life before I was to leave, because my wife had a good heart. It just goes to show you how the way the world is.
My wife was a lot to me. I know his child a lot. So a parent that lose a child before himself, you never know. But look at the spirit in the man. That man still laugh. He's still excited about life. Now, he ain't been through the tragedy that New Orleans people been through, because you got a lot of people that's hurting here.
It does help when people here find out about the depth and the quality of my loss. It helps them understand and believe that I'm not here to take anything from them, to get anything from them. I came down because I know about loss.
Ready to just take it on down?
You got the whole little setup, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. This is what I do. Right, now we're just going to have to pick it up on the back two wheels.
I'm going to get it.
No, don't even lift. Don't lift. Just let it roll. Oh, it'll look nice in here, too. So, and it's even a short one, so it's just right for a child.
It's more easier for him to learn off this.
Yeah, and the bench that goes with us is a little bit shorter, too, so it'll be easier for him to reach the pedals.
He got a book right there he used to try.
My son, Stephen, was born in 79.
I see trees.
The first time that he had cancer was 13. He knew he was on serious borrowed time. So he burned hard and fast.
And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Tower of Power is an Oakland, California-based soul band. Anyway, on a way to cancer treatment up in Portland, they were given a free concert. We went to see him, and through that experience of watching Stephen, who knew every one of their tunes the instant they started it, I asked if he could meet him, and the upshot of that came that they gave us all expenses paid trip out to Maui to hang with him for 5 days, which ended up with him closing the show at this Cancer Society benefit and knocking their socks off. They gave him a big fat bass solo in the middle of it and invited him to sit in with them at the Fillmore for Christmas and at Harrah's in Reno for New Year's. And he couldn't do it because he couldn't take the travel. And
saying, Glenn, how do you do? They're really saying,
after he passed, I called the guys in the band to tell them. And they had been talking about him that day, because they'd had a guy in that day doing an audition who had played all the right notes, and he was perfectly adequate, but that's all. That wasn't good enough. And they were trying to put their fingers on it, on what was missing. And finally one of the guys said, "We need somebody who can play like Steven." And the leader of the band told me that if he'd been available, he probably would have had the job. That's how good he was.
This story was produced by Nick Miroff and co-edited by John Moalem. To see pictures of Peter Spring and Glenn Bernard, visit our website at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.